Hello, Eagle Houston, we're standing by, over. Eagle Houston, we see you on the steerable, over.
Roger, Eagle, time dot.
Roger, how does it look?
Eagle has wings.
Roger.
Looking good.
Roger, Neil, we got a, if you'll give us poo and data, we got the loads for you.
Okay, you've got it, poo and data.
Roger, and let us know when you're ready to copy. We have a DOI pad and a PDI pad, over.
Can you check our tracking light, Mike? Back off. Okay, I'm ready to start my yaw maneuver if it suits you, Mike. Does it look like you're going to be able to do this without the Faraday thrusters, Mike? Go ahead, Houston. Eagle is ready to copy.
Roger, Eagle. Coming at you with a DOI pad. 101-36-1407, 981, minus 00758, plus all balls, plus 000-9 or 8, plus, correction, 00572, perigee plus 00085 00764 030 000293 986 minus 00759er plus all balls plus 000-9 or 0. Rest of the pad is NA. Stand by on your readback. If you're ready to copy the PDI data, I have it for you. Over.
Go ahead.
Understand you're ready to copy the PDI data, Eagle. Over.
That's permanent. Go ahead with the PDI.
Roger, PDI pad, TIG, 102-33-0436. 0950 minus 00021. 182-287. 000 plus 56919. PDI abort less than 10 minutes. 105-12-3000. PDI abort greater than 10 minutes. 103-40-0000. 107-11-3000. No PDI plus 12. 102-44-2700. Noun 81 plus 01223. Minus all balls plus 01889er 01520 plus 00110 02250 burn time 046 000 190 plus 01187 plus all balls plus 019er 11 noun 11 103-31-0700 noun 37 105-12-3000. Ready for your readbacks. Over. Eagle Houston, we're through with the computer. You can go back to block. Over.
Roger, back to block and DOI. 101-36-1407 minus 00758 plus all zeros plus 00098 00572 plus 00085 00764 030 000293 minus 00759er plus all zeros plus 00090 NA. Over.
That was a good read back, Buzz. So go ahead, over.
Okay, PDI pad 102-33-0436 0950 minus 00021 182-287-000 plus 56-9019er PDI less than 10 105-12-3000 PDI abort greater than 10 103-40-0000 107-11-3000 No PDI plus 12 aboard. 102-44-2700 plus 01223 minus all zeros plus 01889er 01520 plus 00110 02250 046 000190 plus 01187 plus 00000 plus 1-0-5-1-2-3-0. 1-0-5-1-2-3-0-0-0. Over.
Roger. Good read back. Buzz out.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal now. The spacecraft Eagle has been given a go for descent orbit insertion. That maneuver to occur in 7 minutes 40 seconds. Out of contact, out of radio contact. The DOI maneuver is scheduled to come at 101 hours, 36 minutes, 14 seconds. It will be a 76.4 foot per second burn. The burn duration, 29.8 seconds. And the resulting orbit for the LEM will be 57.2 by 8.5 nautical miles. When next we acquire the lunar module, it should be at an altitude of about 18 nautical miles on its way down to the low point of about 50,000 feet from where the powered descent to the lunar surface will begin. As the spacecraft went around the corner, all systems on both vehicles look very good. Everything is go here in Mission Control and aboard the spacecraft for the descent orbit insertion to occur in 6 minutes, 38 seconds. This is Apollo Control, Houston, at 101 hours, 29 minutes. This is Apollo Control at 101 hours, 54 minutes. We're now about 20 minutes, 45 seconds from reacquiring the command module on the 14th revolution. The time until the ignition for the powered descent is 38 minutes, 55 seconds. Here in Mission Control, people still standing and waiting. I believe back in the viewing room we probably have one of the largest assemblages of space officials that we've ever seen in one place. Included among the viewers are Dr. Thomas Paine, NASA Administrator, Jim Elms, Director of the Electronics Research Center at Cambridge, Dr. Abe Silverstein, Director of NASA's Lewis Research Center. Rocco Patron, Director of Launch Operations at Kennedy Space Center, is there. From Marshall Space Flight Center, we have Dr. Werner von Braun, the director, and his deputy, Dr. Eberhard Reese. Also a large number of astronauts, including Tom Stafford, Eugene Cernan, Jim McDivitt, and John Glenn. We also see Dr. Kurt Debus, director of the Kennedy Space Center, and Dr. Edgar Courtright, director of the Langley Research Center, Dr. Stark Draper, director of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology Instrumentation Laboratory, is also in the viewing room. Here in the control room proper, down on the floor, a number of astronauts, including Pete Conrad, Fred Hayes, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders. And Donald K. Slayton, director of flight crew operations at the Manned Spacecraft Center. Sitting beside us in the back row of consoles here is Dr. Robert Gilruth, director of the Manned Spacecraft Center. Farther down along the lines, General Sam Phillips, director of the Apollo program. Also, Chris Kraft is here, director of flight operations at the Manned Spacecraft Center, and George Lowell, the Apollo spacecraft program manager. We also see in the back viewing room, Secretary of the Air Force, Siemens, and many others whom I'm sure we can't see through the glass. We're now 18 minutes, 10 seconds until reacquisition of the spacecraft. Ignition for the powered descent to the lunar surface is 36 minutes, 30 seconds away. At 101 hours, 57 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 102 hours, 12 minutes into the flight of Apollo 11. We're now 2 minutes, 53 seconds from reacquiring the spacecraft, 21 minutes, 23 seconds from the beginning of the powered descent to the lunar surface. It's grown quite quiet here in Mission Control. A few moments ago, Flight Director Gene Kranz requested that everyone sit down, get prepared for events that are coming, and he closed with the remark, good luck to all of you. Here in the on the front of our display boards, we have a number of big plot boards which will be used to keep track of the burn progress. Among the more important of those is one which will show the performance of the onboard guidance systems, both the primary and the backup guidance system, and compare the guidance systems with the manned spaceflight network tracking. These displays, by the time this is all over, will look a good deal like a combination Christmas tree, 4th of July. We're now 1 minute 39 seconds from reacquiring the command module, Columbia. Acquisition of the lunar module will come a little less than 2 minutes after that. At the time we acquire the LEM, it should be at an altitude of about 18 nautical miles, descending toward the 50,000 foot Paracynthian, from which point the powered descent to the lunar surface will be initiated. If for any reason the crew does not like the way things look as they're coming across the Paracynthian, simply by not initiating the maneuver, they will remain in a safe orbit, 60 miles by 50,000 feet. And if they desired, they would be able to attempt the powered descent on a following revolution at a ground elapsed time of about 104 hours, 26 minutes. We are now coming up on 30 seconds to acquisition of the command module. We'll stand by for that event. Network controller says we have acquisition of signal from the command module.
Columbia, Houston, we're standing by, over. Columbia, Houston, over.
Houston, Columbia, reading you loud and clear, how many?
Roger, bye-bye, Mike. How did it go, over?
Listen, baby, everything's going just swimmingly. Beautiful.
Great. We're standing by for Eagle.
Okay, he's coming along.
We copy out. Columbia, Houston, we expect to lose your high gain sometime during the power descent, over.
Columbia, Roger, you don't much care, do you?
No, sir.
Acquisition of signal from the LEM.
Houston Eagle, how do you read?
Bye-bye, Eagle. We're standing by for your burn report, over.
Roger, the burn was on time. The residuals before nulling, -0.1, -0.4, -0.1. X and Z null to zero.
Attempting to restore antenna lock through the big 210-foot dish at Goldstone. We'll stand by.
Columbia, Houston, we've lost all data with Eagle. Please have him reapply on high gain, over.
Copy, Columbia.
Eagle, Houston, did you call?
Houston Eagle, how do you read now?
Roger, bye-bye, Neil. We copied up to the AGS residuals. Would you please repeat the AGS residuals in the trim correction to sun check, over.
Roger, AGS residuals, minus 0.1, minus 0.2, minus 0.7. And we use the PINGS down 86 for Delta VZ, which is 9.5, versus yours, which is 9.1, and I believe that may explain the difference. Apogee 57.2, Paraloon 9.1, sun check the three marks, down 20, minus down 22, plus 0.19, plus 0.16, plus 0.11, over.
Right, copy, looks great.
Guidance says we're go. Now 12 minutes 54 seconds to ignition. Gene Kranz just advised his flight controllers we're off to a good start. Play it cool. Minutes now until ignition for powered descent. Everything's still looking very good at this point. Presently show the LEM at an altitude of 12.9 nautical miles and descending.
Alpha Eagle again, having quite a high gain, over. Eagle Houston, we have you now. Do you read, over?
Loud and clear.
Roger, we see your VERP 47.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem was there. It just started oscillating around in yaw. According to the needle, we're picking up a little oscillation right now, as a matter of fact.
Roger, we'll work on it.
Aldrin is referring to the LEM steerable antenna, that comment about the oscillations.
Horizon check was right on time.
Roger.
Did you copy the star, the sun check, Charlie?
That's affirmative, we did, Buzz out.
Eagle is now at 10.7 nautical miles, 7 minutes, 37 seconds from ignition.
Eagle, Houston, the AGS initialization looked good to us, over.
Roger.
Our radar checks indicate 50,000 foot tail end. Our visual altitude checks are steadying out at about 53,000.
Roger, copy.
And Houston, we got a 500 alarm. Early in the program, went to descent 1, proceeded on it, and we're back at auto again. Over.
Roger, we saw that, Buzz. Thank you much, Al.
I say again, okay, that wasn't an alarm, that was a code, okay.
Roger, we saw that. Eagle, Houston, we recommend you yaw 10 right will help us on the high gain signal strength, over.
Coming up on 5 minutes to ignition, Gene Kranz getting a go, no go for descent.
Eagle Houston, if you read your go for power descent, over. Houston, we've lost him on a high gain again. Would you please, we recommend he yaw right 10 degrees and reacquire.
Eagle, this is Columbia, your go for PDI, and they recommend you yaw right 10 degrees and try to high gain again. Eagle, you read Columbia?
Right, we read you.
Okay.
Eagle Houston, we read you now. You're a go for PDI, over.
Roger, understand. Stabilization control circuit breakers. Vector gimbal IC closed.
What?
Vector gimbal IC closed. Circuit breakers. And override
Off. Symbol enable. Base scale 25.
Eagle Houston, your alignment is going, Yags. On my mark, 330 till ignition.
Roger.
Mark, 330 till ignition.
Roger, copy. Hot translation, 4 jets. Silence couple on. Okay, throttle minimum. Throttle auto, CDR. Top button reset. Top button. Set. Abort, abort stage reset. At control, reopen the mode control. Okay, mode control is set. Tags is reading 400 plus 1. Standing by for armed.
Buzz Aldrin reading off the checklist there to Neil Armstrong.
Flip 77. Okay, sequence camera coming on.
Eagle Houston, if you'd like to try high gain pitch 212, yaw 37, over.
Roger, I think I've got you on high gain now.
Roger.
Coming up on 1 minute to ignition.
Can I get any angles though? I'll set them in to use them before we yaw around.
Right, pitch.